Good morning. Lovely to see everybody. And thank you for that welcome, Matt. I wish I had been ready all week. It's lovely to come and talk in a Welton morning service. It's the first time I've done it, so please bear with me. You are an incredibly lovely bunch of people, but it's great to do that, so thank you. Daunting. But above all, I just pray we'll hear something fresh from God this morning that both encourages us and challenges us as we look at how we work through our Christian lives. Now, as I was sat at the back, I thought, well, there's probably a few here who are not working. Any not working at the moment? Yeah? For money anyway. Well, did you think God and the work colleague I can shut up and not listen? No, please do listen. It applies to everything in our whole lives. I have to say, though, before I get into what I want to talk about, I've got a confession, because this is obviously a great church, and I thought before I come and talk, I had to come to you and give my confession. I came home about 3 weeks ago, and there in the post was an envelope from Avon and Somerset Constabulary marked... time-sensitive material. Has anybody ever had that? Oh, thank goodness for that. There it is. Paul's looking mystified because he's never had one of those. It told me that I had broken the speed limit, that I had been driving through Farnborough at 35 miles an hour in the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. Sorry. So my immediate thought was, couldn't have been me, it must have been Karen driving. So I had a look. I'm afraid it was me. So I've got to go on a speed awareness course in a couple of weeks, which I'm really looking forward to. If I confess, it'll be my second one, but there we go. So I've got that all out of the way. It might mean I'm never speak to you again, but I will come back to that in just a little bit later. So, God in the face of the work colleague. It's great to share a topic which is really very close to my heart. For many of us, our working environment is a place where we spend a lot of our time. I know I don't look it, but in my own situation, I've been with my firm for 37 years. 37 years. And I worked out, I know some people here say I take a lot of holidays, and I do, but even allowing for that, I have probably been in work for over 61,000 hours. It's a lot of time. Where I've been with work colleagues. In my particular situation, I work with a number of work colleagues. This big question I'd like to just think about this morning is, where at all is God in the workplace? And in particular, I'd like to focus on our relationship with our work colleagues. I have to admit that for some of us, our work experience may be a really enjoyable one. Get up, go into work, walk through the door of work with a beam on your face, thinking, this is brilliant. I just love being here. I want to do something really good. I want to share with everybody. I want to put a lot into it. And a great opportunity to work with your work colleague. But also recognize that for others, this may not be the case. It may be an experience that is tedious. It may be repetitive. It may be boring. It may be challenging. And to be honest, just the means to pay those bills that come round with monotonous regularity. I suspect for most of us that the real picture is somewhere between the two. For myself and probably for others, there are days when we think, yeah, this is great, I'm full of energy, I really am looking forward to what I can do, what I can bring to my work. And actually it goes well, and you come home and think, that was great, I've done a lot of good things. For others, maybe days where nothing seems to go right. Work colleagues that you work for really annoy you. You know, you're fine, but they annoy you. And you just can't, you're watching the clock thinking it's nearly there, and eventually that clock comes around and you get to go home and to rejoin the real world and enjoy what life is all about. And in the same way, again, some of us may be in management responsibility and leadership. Some may have day-to-day management of staff and budgets to run, and that brings its own stresses and strains. And others may not have those. But I would say to you as a starting point, for whoever is in a working environment, it's a great environment, a great opportunity, and for a long time, to be involved with others, to build relationships, and to work with colleagues. So as a Christian, what does it mean to be involved in a work environment and to be in the face of work colleagues? Is our Christianity, and more importantly, our relationship with God, something we leave at home or at church when we step into that workplace? I would hope that there is no difference wherever we are. And I hope for this morning we can begin to explore how we can see and share God in our workplace and with our work colleagues. And I will just share one or two examples that I've had over those years. Can I just start by going to Romans 12, and I'm going to read from the Message, verses 1 and 2, just to put that in context. It says, place your life before God. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognize what he wants from you, and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So I think it's clear that within our workplace, that God wants us to be involved and to work for him. So as a starting point, hopefully we can agree that as a Christian, we take that relationship that we have as individuals within to that workplace, and it will affect the way we work, but also the way that we work and relate to our work colleagues. It's that latter bit that I'd like to concentrate on for the next few minutes. How is it that we can reflect God in our workplace and reach out to those who don't know him? Chris, it was great to hear Chris and talk about that prayer session. That's brilliant, and it's a great opportunity to just bring people in a very simple way, and that's a great opportunity. I would say that I don't think there's one fix-suits-all solution. I can't say to you, this is the way you've got to do it. So if that's what you want from me today about how you want to be within, God wants us to be within the work environment, I don't think I can give you that. Some people, and I've come across them, and there are many here, have got some incredible gifts as evangelists and can go into any environment and just share their faith. That's amazing. Others find that a little bit more difficult, and I have to say, I'm one of those people. It's not something that comes automatically to me. I do try to share, and I admire those who share freely. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't be doing it. I shouldn't be saying, it's not for me, and therefore I'm not going to talk about my relationship, about my faith. We're all called to witness to our knowledge and relationship with God, although that can take many different forms. And as such, over my working life, I've sought just to let God work through me. And just tied to that, just the thought that God wants us, I believe, to be in the world, but not of the world. Looking at John 17, verse 14, it says, I've given them your world, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. And then in verse 18, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And that's, you know, we do try and balance, you know, what should I be involved with? And I believe from those words, yes, we need to have a relationship and walk with God, but we also need to be in the world and moving with other people. We need to aim to operate by the values of the kingdom of God. We're located in workplaces of the world. I've met a few Christians over the time who struggle with this, and actually their response is to go into their workplace, to get their head down, do their work, do it well, but actually not build any relationships with work colleagues beyond the superficial stage. And then, as I said earlier, just to leave and then get back into their world. As Christians in the workplace and our relationships with work colleagues, we'll probably come across daily situations which challenge us as to how we can live out our Christian lives in what is now a secular world. Yet we're called to live such lives. It's, I would say, only by being involved with others and understanding the world that we can begin to have an effect. It's by getting alongside those that we work with that we're able to understand where they are in their lives, what makes them tick, what their concerns, what their worries, what their hopes, what their fears, what their aspirations are. It's not easy, but I can certainly, in my life, recount many times with work colleagues where there have been many experiences which have been really helpful. Yes, there will be tensions. There will be disagreements. There will be situations where your Christian faith may be put under pressure. This may exhibit itself in situations where we just can't get involved in working practices that others think acceptable, where we have to take a stand, and that may incur scorn or ridicule. So against this background, and again reiterating there is no one-size-fits-all solution, how do we live our Christian lives in relationship and relationship with God within the workplace and in our relationship with our work colleagues? Again, personally, and that's what I can speak of, I've throughout my working life sought to witness to my Christian faith with those I work with. I've not found it easy, and I'm sure there have been occasions where I put my foot in it, but I've tried. But I know that all of us are keen to share Christ with others. I think one of the things I've done when I was preparing this is it made me realize again that perhaps one of the things I've done in the keenness to share my faith and live as a Christian, I've tried to be really nice and to kind of say the right thing and be pleasant to everybody and certainly not argue with everybody. I think that's in many ways right, but it isn't always a solution. I think sometimes we can get so bound up by trying so hard to be what a Christian should be like and forgetting that above all that Christ loves us unconditionally. He loves us individually as we are, warts and all. And that we and I will never be perfect. Do we need to understand that and accept that we have the same problems as others? And some days we will struggle with our daily lives and certainly won't have the answer to everything. I think we do. And in a sense, when we have that, that's a real vulnerability and probably helps in our relationships. It's not the picture of the perfect Christian who has everything sorted. I don't think that person exists. I'm sure there's some who are far better Christians or have a far better walk than me. But I think it's by accepting that situation and accepting that our relationship with God is most important that we can make progress. So how should we be with work colleagues? And how can we witness to them? Again, just looking at Acts 1, verses 6 to 8, we read, "So when they met together, they asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said, 'It's not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.'" You may be thinking, what a strange passage. But it's the witnesses bit, and it's the being filled with the Holy Spirit that I want to major on. As earlier I said, I've tried to really hard to be good and project a good image, and I think there's a lot to be said to that. But also I think it's sometimes trying to get people to like us and what we say and do, and is that really what we need to do? or should we be pointing people to God? Is it by living our lives based on the motivation of living for God and not acting in our strength but in God's strength that we can see things happen? I think sometimes you say, today I'm going to be an amazing witness for God. I'll give it all I can. But God has placed us in our workplace. I don't know where that is. We've all got different situations. But it's by allowing God to work through us, God through the power, the amazing power of the Holy Spirit, which provides courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability and authority, that we can really see things happen. If we really grasp that God gives us that, shall we really have anything to fear? I'd say no. And looking further into the passage in Acts, we see how the Holy Spirit empowered his disciples. Amazing. At Pentecost. And that's something that's available to all of us who give our lives to Christ and choose to use what God has given. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit we're able to witness to God and help bring people closer to him. Can I make one fundamental point? As we develop in our relationship with our work colleagues, the aim should not be to seek to show what we can do for God, but instead to show what God has done for us. Looking again at the passage, we see that it's the Holy Spirit that empowers his disciples. The Holy Spirit was released and became available. It is in the power of the Holy Spirit that we can be used to witness to God. So God's put us in many situations with work colleagues. And I would say, and it's taken me a long time to work that out, that is the mission field. It's our opportunity to get out and see where God is working and to witness to him. So what do I mean by witness? Again, some passages in Acts, we see it says someone who can say, I know it's true. That we can say that God has raised Jesus to life. That can say that we killed the author of life, but God has raised him from dead. And then in Acts 13, verses 30 and 31, but God raised him from the dead. And for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to our people. And it's that that we can witness to. Put very simply, a witness is someone who tells the truth about Jesus Christ. The disciples were able to testify to the things they knew and had seen whilst with Jesus. Our task and challenge with our work colleagues is to keep it simple in relating the story of Jesus, to share about his death and his resurrection, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is working today. We all have a testimony of how we experience God, of how we came to know him. Those who know Jesus have a personal relationship with a living God. And that's an amazing thing that we can share. I think the simplest thing is to share what God means to you, to me, to you, to everyone. And what he's done for you, and most importantly, is doing for you. How he guides us and gives us strength to face challenges. I do sometimes wonder that as Christians we become a little bit preoccupied in looking upwards. There's that passage in Acts where as Jesus ascended, the disciples kept looking upwards and they were challenged, to look around. And I think sometimes as Christians we can have a fantastic church life. It's amazing here. We can have a great home group life. We can have a great personal relationship with God. But are we looking out? Are we looking for opportunities to share God with others around us? With empowerment from the Holy Spirit, we are told to go into the world and witness. We spend an awful lot of time in work and a lot of time with colleagues. What a great opportunity to share. So how do we go about that witness? Just a few points as we're drawing to a close on this. And again, there's no solution. I can't talk to one person and say this is the absolute solution. But I would suggest these are just some things to think about as you seek to share God in your workplace and to see God working in your workplace. Firstly, Get to know your work colleague. Build that relationship so you understand a little bit about them and can relate to them. Be prepared to spend time with them, to listen to them, and be prepared above all to learn from them. It's through relationship that we can share. Secondly, I'd say, keep it simple. A word here and there to share your faith is a lot better than a long monologue, which is usually pretty boring. Thirdly, you may want to have a sign an indication wherever you work of your faith. That could be a cross, or it could be, for many years I had a scripture verse that was on a card. And a home group this week, Jenty shared with us an amazing thing where I think it was a promises box that your mum had at work with various scriptures in, and she would look at each day to encourage her. And within a short period of time, people around were coming and saying, "Can I see one of your promises?" And we're just looking at what God had to say. So that's another opportunity. Fourthly, I'd say pray for opportunities to share your faith. I've done it on occasions, I should do it more, where you go into work and just walk around the office and pray that God will be there and that you'll have opportunity to share. Fifthly, I'd say remain loyal to Jesus at all times. That may mean you're not the most popular person at work. You may not get that promotion that you really wanted. And on occasion, you may be persecuted or picked on. Sixth point is let the Holy Spirit work through you. Look for opportunities, but don't force them. Don't push your witness through your own strength, and certainly not for your own self-glory. Be prepared to allow God to speak through you. And be prepared to make mistakes. Sometimes through making mistakes, great things happen. And as our witness grows, there are occasions where we just can share with people. And the last just pointer there is keep going back to God for guidance. Keep seeking his guidance, his leadership, and grow your own personal relationship with him. If our relationship with God is a strong one, our ability to share with our work colleagues becomes more straightforward. Over the years, I've worked and met with an amazing group of people. Can I, hand on heart, say that I've led any of them to Christ? Probably not, but I've had a lot of conversations, and hopefully I've helped on their journey. We will all have different experiences, and I do pray that there are experiences where people you work with do come to Christ. I could go back over the years, but over the last year or so, I've had quite a few examples to share where I've been able to pray for people, whether that is with health problems, with operations. I now tend to ask, can I pray for that? And I find that normally people are quite happy with that. And we had a most amazing instance, and God works in strange ways, but about a year ago, we were within our office trying to recruit a number of people, which was proving incredibly tough. And I think 6 months went by and we couldn't find anybody. And I was talking to one of my partners, and he was in the same situation. And I said, look, I'm going to just go to my house group and pray for it. So he said, that's fine. He's non-Christian. And we did. And I think we prayed on the Tuesday. And on the Wednesday morning, I had a call from our head of HR to say he had 3 applicants for the job that we'd been looking for and had no one. I simply had to say, that's amazing. That is an answer to prayer, because it was quite incredible. And my colleague who was looking, within a week he had his place filled as well. So God does work in amazing ways. So great opportunities to share. And I'll just come back to the most recent one I had. It was about 3 weeks ago. I've got a new colleague who's been with us about 2 or 3 months, and we'd gone from our office in Wells over to Bath. We'd had a very good lunch with an estate agent, if that's not a contradiction in terms. But we'd had a very good lunch, and we were driving back. And as we were driving through Farnborough, she said to me, "Do you go to church every week?" I said, "Yeah, I do. That's really good. We've got a great bunch there." I thought, how did that come? Because I don't think I'd ever spoken to her about it. And she said, "And you've got that group on a Tuesday that you always meet with as well." I said, "Yeah, they're really good as well." And I then spent a few minutes, and I probably wasn't concentrating on the speed. just talking about what God meant to me and how it was an... I remember talking about how God was an everyday thing and that it wasn't the going to church that was the important thing. And so we had a good talk. And actually, she then opened up and talked about how, as a child, she had gone to church. When she was 12, she'd been confirmed. But then teenage years had come and she'd fallen away from church. And she said, I really want to go back to church. So we talked about that and how that could possibly happen. And we'll see. I don't know where that one's going. But that was a great opportunity. And I think it's looking for those opportunities. So I'm getting to the close. And as I conclude, I hope and pray you've been encouraged to look for opportunities, to just share our amazing God in your workplace, to see opportunities to share his love you work with, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. Our workplace is an amazing mission field. I've been going through the 40 Acts, as I think a number of people have, and I just want to finish by sharing one of the thoughts from Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, where he quoted on Act 24 from 1 Peter 3, verse 15, "But in your heart revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with respect, with gentleness and respect." And then he commented, "The best thing that anyone can do with their life is to be a witness of Jesus. This means encountering him, witnessing him firsthand for themselves, then giving witness to him to others." The problem is that most people haven't witnessed Jesus. Not really. They might think they don't need to because they already know that all there is to know. But this Jesus they think they know is one of storybooks, a nice man in a white dress, or a cosmic Santa figure you can petition when you really need something, or the human face of an angry God ready to strike when you don't follow the rules. The real Jesus is much bigger, much more exciting, maybe much more scary, and he does not want people to know facts about him, but to witness firsthand his grace, his forgiveness, and his love. But how do we help others meet someone who is invisible and does not always talk back? Well, this is where you and I come in. We are living witnesses to the God we love, along with every other Christian, because we are all witnesses. God chooses to show himself to others through his relationship with each and every one of us. Through what we do, through our choices, actions and priorities, and through our words, words matter. So as a close, can I just encourage you to enjoy the opportunities that God gives you within the workplace and with your work colleagues, but above all, to seek to walk closely with God and through him, and not through our own strength, to witness to his amazing power, love, and grace. Amen.